Austin, Texas now. This is crime as well. Well, how bad is it? A woman named Victoria Retena wants some accountability after a viral video shows her 14-year-old son being threatened while fishing at a pond called Sullivan Park Pond. An unidentified person who is off camera comes up to him. He's 14 years old, this kid. And his mother, by the way, says that fishing is his life. He says, you know, fish, pond water is in his blood. He fishes every single day. And about 3 weeks ago, he was fishing at this Sullivan Park's pond, and somebody unidentified came up to him and said, you need a license to fish here. And the 14-year-old boy said, correctly, I don't. I'm only 14. You don't need a license in Texas until you're 17. So he can fish.
Oh.
And it was open for public fishing. But that's when it took a turn and there was violence threatened on the video.
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm allowed to fish whenever I'm 14.
You're an idiot.
I'm not
read the signs. If I catch you out here again, I'm going to punch your lights out so hard you knock yourself out, and I'm going to drown you.
Okay.
Get the out of here.
Okay.
As you can imagine, the boy was scared away. And I liked his vernacular there. I'm going to punch your lights out so hard you're going to punch yourself. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you start a sentence and don't know where you're going to meander off to end sentence worth.
That's right. That's right.
We've all been there. We've all been there.
That's right.
Because this kid is probably making him hopping mad.
Oh, yeah.
An insolent teenager.
14.
And you think you're right and you're not.
I know.
I will tell you, I see a lot of these angry fishing videos. And they all are the same thing. You can't fish here. Yes, I can. No, this is my private property. No, it's not. And I don't think anybody actually knows who owns anything.
Well, this was about how old you have to be to have a fishing license. And the guy said, do you have a fishing license? He said, no, I don't need one. And the guy said, yeah, you do. And that's where it went wrong. His mom says, I want this guy caught and hung up by his Buster Browns, because the 14-year-old is right.
Just so shocked, hurt that someone would think it's okay to say that to anyone, much less a child, and especially for fishing.
And now her child, who fishes out there all the time, as she said, worms are in his blood, he's scared to go to Sullivan Park Pond, which is open for fishing for him. I mean, he was legally there. The police say it does not qualify as a terroristic threat. It is an assault by threat, which is a Class C misdemeanor. So even if they catch the guy,
to punch your lights out,
it's only a Class C.
Until you punch yourself out. What did he say again?
Let's get it again.
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm allowed to fish whenever I'm 14.
You're an idiot.
I'm not
read the signs. If I catch you out here again, I'm going to punch your lights out so hard you knock yourself out, and I'm going to drown you.
Okay.
Get the out of here.
Okay.
I don't
I'm going to drown your unconscious body.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a threat.
A lot of the F word, too. I don't care for
the grown-ups part.
Yeah.
This guy's a real hothead.
He is a hothead.
Hardo, for sure. I don't care for the effing. I don't care for I'm going to punch your lights out till you can't punch. You punch yourself. It's a very odd.
And then when you fall over, I'll pick up your body and throw it into the pond.
I think that's why he goes with the drowning, because he realizes what he said just made no sense. So he's like, yeah, I'll drown you.
Punch your lights out till your parents pay the power bill.
Wait.
Dang on it.
He says, "Wait,
I'll come in again. Put your line back in the water. Let me do this again.
Can you start the recording over? I want to get this exactly right.
This is I'm so sorry.
I messed this up.
I'm just not myself. I can do better. I can
really
get better.
Yeah, he's like me with the insults. I don't do them. When people come at me, I don't go back, because
in the moment it's a strange sensation.
And by the way, the teenager handled it very well. Okay. And he left. You know, he didn't get in the face of anybody, but he was recording, or it was recorded, but you don't see the guy's face, so they don't know who said it.
Do we know the rule? None of us in this room ever fished. I think you did some deep sea diving with an old baseball coaching buddy.
I did some deep sea fishing, and when I was young, now I did do some fishing, some pond fishing. My brother-in-law and I got into it till the boat sank.
But you don't give, what's the word? You don't give off fishing vibes.
No, I'm not a fisher.
Do you have to have a license? Ocean, river, pond, lake, stream, everywhere, anywhere?
Well, my understanding was yes, but in this case in Texas, this
14-year-old. So if you want to throw a line into the Atlantic, let's say you're at Wrightsville Beach, you need a license.
I don't know the answer to that. I really have no idea.
I don't either.
This kid did not need a license. That has been confirmed by the police. At 14, you don't. At 17, you do. Two-wheel Hardo knows something about this. Hardo, go ahead.
Yeah, I was. I've had to deal with this before because so many people move here in Austin is the same way from other places, and they don't know anything about the laws where they live. Mm-hmm. I've had people complain about me and my cousin shooting at his house, and the guy, the jackass that complained, was from New Jersey, and he was complaining about us shooting, and he called the cops, and the cops told him, in the country, in North Carolina, he can shoot 1,000 rounds a day if he wants to. Don't call us for this again, or you're going to get in trouble. I've had people try to run me off private ponds that they didn't own. It's nuts because they don't know anything about where they moved to.
I believe you. I think that's exactly right. You don't know.
Maybe part of it, sure.
You don't know the laws. Thank you to Will Hardo. That leads right into the next story. This is a fishing hunting report.
Mm.
Now, on this program, what do we know about fishing and hunting?
Zero.
Nothing.
Less than nothing. Zero.
In this case,
we couldn't get a license.
No. I would have thought, just like the guy who accosted this 14-year-old, you need a license to fish at 14. You don't, at least not in Austin, Texas. As Stu Will Hardo says, sometimes you're ignorant of the law. Now there's a man in Bristol, Rhode Island, Bill Marshall, who is also ignorant of the hunting laws, and that's why he's gotten into a little bit of an issue. We'll go to that next, but Kevin has a comment on this fisherman, this 14-year-old. Go ahead, Kevin.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
And so in the state that I'm in, North Carolina, there are two separate licenses for freshwater and for saltwater. Oh. So if you go fish at the beach, you have to have a saltwater license, unless sometimes if you go on a pier, they have like blanket licenses and you don't really have to have a license on there. You can just pay the pier to fish and then you get to go out there and fish without a license.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Because my dad used to take me out on the pier and we just throw a line into the water. You'd get everything right there at the pier and you pay and you get like a 1 day, 24 hour temporary license while you're out there. That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it, Kevin.
Yeah, I knew you weren't going to come up with that.
My dad, we used to.
My diddy used to.
Well, he fished. My father was a fisherman. Frog gig and fish and all that.
Need a license for that?
Frog gigging? Not where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have gig license. No, we just go out there gigging.
I'd like you to go down to the courthouse, ask for a gig license.
Yeah, sheriff never pulled up on you.
No, my dad said.
See your gig license.
Yeah. But boy, when we were out there, my daddy would say, you keep it quiet. Don't say a word about this. Now.
I got one, daddy. Shh.
In Bristol, Rhode Island, there's a guy named Bill Marshall, and he has a beef with hunters near his property. Hunting has been made legal. His house backs up to some woods, and he hears, just like Two Will Hardy was talking about, gunfire quite often. So he has many times petitioned the police to come out here and stop some of that. However, the police have told him it's legal. There's nothing we can do about it. He also has seen, it'd be interesting to ask our attorney about this, Lisa Lanier, maybe on Friday. He has seen people dragging deer carcass across his backyard to get to their vehicle.
Okay.
And he's sick of it. You know, he's just darn sick of it. So he'll yell at the hunters.
Get that carcass off my property.
All right. Well, over the weekend, he opened his front door to find, this is difficult to hear. Some listeners may be really scarred by this. A dead deer's head on his porch. A doe.
A deer?
A female deer.
Dead.
Dead. He was shocked.
It's a shock to see just the head there with the skin from the neck and a puddle of blood and its eyes still wide open.
Who would do something like this?
One of the hunters.
I think that's obvious.
Well, the Corleone family has moved back east.
Yeah.
And upstate.
One of the hunters that he's been yelling at, get that deer carcass off my yard, cut one of the heads off, and put it right there on his porch. Now, he's afraid to go outside, and he wants this hunter caught.
This is intimidation, he says.
It is. Now, here's what else he did. When they first started shooting, he would go out in the woods with a bullhorn and say, stop your shooting! Stop your shooting! But...
I thought he's trying to warn the deer away.
Yeah.
Careful, there are humans here.
He says he only did that a couple of times.
Only to announce my presence in the field. I was told by DM he can't do it, so I never did it no more.
He's only done it a few times, he says. This is that same guy who had a deer head.
Something tells me this will not end well.
Doesn't seem like it. Rhode Island prohibits killing fawns, period.
Oh, it's a fawn?
It's a fawn. It's a fawn.
A Bambi.
Oh, even worse.
A baby deer?
And it's bow hunting season there as well. Bristol Police and the Department of Environmental Management are investigating. Marshall said, this is senseless. Who would do something like this?
I can't understand why anybody would cut off a deer's head and put it on the front of my door. I don't understand what the purpose of that.
I feel bad for this. You know, I feel bad for the deer.
It sure seems like intimidation, especially if they're like posted on a like Mm-hmm. Jabbed it onto a metal rod and spiked it.
Had it right there, right on his front porch. Mm. And this poor guy wakes up to that and goes out to it. Now, he's no friend of the hunter, and he does not hunt. And it was never an issue until they made hunting legal right behind his house.
Right.
So he hears gunshot. Right now, it's bow hunting season. So it's not necessarily the gunshots, but he is fighting it. We have Sonny on the line. Who is that? Sears?
She's talking about a deer head.
Is it Sonny?
Sonny.
Biggie's computer's down, so I'm reading this off whiteboard.
Is it Sonny Corleone?
It's off whiteboard today.
Hey, you got me. Sonny Corleone, yes.
Sonny Corleone, yes, yes. Go ahead.
No, I had neighbors across the street that we had an ongoing issue with. They had two teenage boys that were obnoxious and always doing stuff. And I used to get onto them, and no, I'm not a Karen. But one morning, my kids were getting ready to go to the bus stop, and my son looked out the front door, and he said, "Mom, there's a kangaroo in the yard." And I said, "What?" And so I went out there, and there was a deer head laying right there on the corner of the yard, which also doubled as the bus stop. And it was horrible. Oh. It was really, really nasty. And it was right there, had been dumped overnight, like the guy said. Bloody, eyes open, everything. It was gross.
Oh, that's awful. Then were you able to pin it on those two kids and get some sort of retribution?
Well, we did call the police out, of course. And, you know, they went over and they asked them. But, of course, you know, they denied it. Yeah. And this is back in the, I don't know, in the 90s or the early 2000s. So, you know, we really didn't have home cams or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it was really, I think there's some kids that are probably traumatized.
I'm sure you're right. Yeah. I hate that happened. I hate it for the deer. I hate it for you and your kid. I mean, it's just terrible. Terrible. Thank you, Sonny.